Well, well, it's JJ, it's the Lone Star Burn Burner. We are here, we are ready to rock, we are ready to talk hockey. My buddy Weldon's joining us here in a little bit. Let's start the show. Apparently do not know how to mess with technology today.
Oh, okay.
It sent you three different invites. I am so sorry.
I didn't think it was going to be this quick. I thought it was going to be like a few minutes. And then when I get the notice, I was like, oh, crap. I was like, let me go grab some water and get in there and get ready.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh,
you're good.
For the short notice. My head feels like somebody's trying to rip it off and like use it as a, what do you call it? A dreidel, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be kind of painful.
Yeah, it's hurting pretty good.
So how you been? Hadn't talked to you in a while. Hadn't been on.
Yeah, no, I've just been It's been all right. Bumpy, but we're good. How about you?
Been good. Just working. So working, going to games. Working, going to games. So
yeah, I really do like the live stuff you do. I'm like I don't know how do I explain it. It's like number one fan. I don't know. I'm reaching.
Well, you know, some of the people that can't make it to the games, and you know, they still like to see kind of what goes on. And
yes,
I've got friends from Corpus that watch it, all the way down to a friend of mine in Australia that he'll watch it if he catches it.
And, Australia?
Yeah. He's always very impressed with, you know, what the Stars do and everything. So, you know, to us, it's kind of like, okay, this is the same intro that we get every weekend. But this last week, the Saturday afternoon game was actually really cool.
Yeah,
they had all the like sons and daughters of the people that actually do the work.
Mm.
The kids were doing it.
Oh, sweet.
Like Selena, you know, our singer, her daughter was doing all the, you know, all the announcing mid-game, you know, stuff like that. And the kids were really, really good. I mean, there's some kids in there that's got some talent.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Looking at future Dallas Stars people, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very, very much so. I mean, they, you know, you could tell that they were reading it, but, you know, some of the kids were like the one that does all of Jeff K's announcements and everything. I don't know who she was related to, but she was awesome. She was like probably 11 or 12 years old, maybe, you know.
12?
Yeah. And she sounded like a seasoned announcer, you know. She was calling the power plays. She did the announcements of the lineup and everything. So she did a good job. You know, kudos to the Stars on that one.
Was that when they had the mother trip or whatever it was? Not mother trip.
That was right after the mother trip.
Right after. Oh, okay.
So okay. The Nashville game was the mother trip, and then that was the Edmonton game on Saturday. So the mothers were more than likely they were probably still around. So
that's crazy. That's been a fun couple of games too.
Yeah,
man, they mopped the floor with Nashville.
Yep. You know, and then they, you know, I mean, they played a hell of a game against Edmonton. They played a hell of a game today. I'm still saying it. They need to get rid of the shootout. They just need to go to a longer overtime, 3-on-3. Bump it up to 10 minutes. If you can't win in 10 minutes, then it's a tie, 1-1.
Makes me wonder, actually. I don't know about you, but it makes me wonder why they didn't just keep the tie, because everybody wants to go back to it now, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think the newness of the shootout was cool, you know, for a while, but I mean, I don't think it should decide a game, you know, because there's some teams that are really, really good at it, and then there's some teams that suck at it, you know.
Their effort.
You've got those one or two guys that are great at shootouts, you know, but they can't score, you know, a regular goal, you know. But
yeah,
I mean, like today, I mean, that I think that's the longest that we have gone into a shootout in a very, very long time. I'd have to go back and re-listen to Razor and see if he says, you know, when we had a shootout that went 9 rounds deep, you know. So
was it 9 rounds?
9 rounds.
Holy moly.
So, you know, and I will not blame the Stars at all today for their loss, you know. I mean, cuz they played great 60 minute game, you know. Swayman is just, he's a freaking badass goalie.
He is.
And it's like I put up in the diehards today. It's like the U.S. goalies are going to be freaking scary next year. When they do that, you know, four team nations or, you know, whatever it's going to be called. And you've got guys like Ottinger. I think Demko is a U.S. goalie. Hellebuck, you know, Swayman. Ottinger, you know, that's a scary group of guys. And who do you pick? You know?
Yeah. We'll see that the quick and well, sort of good, maybe, solution would be to play one versus, like, I don't want to say, well, maybe it is the better way to say it. What if you put each one in for their skill set?
Like, yeah.
Let's say Ottinger against Sweden because he knows how to stop this guy, and that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I can't find the right terminology for it, but I think that's how you should do it.
Yeah, that little tournament's got me very intrigued. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. That's going to be in the Olympics, right?
No, this is in lieu of the All-Star break next year.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how long the tournament will be. If it's, you know, I'm sure it's got to be more than one and you're out, you know. So if it's a double elimination tournament or, you know, or what it is, so. Yeah, because we won't have an All-Star break until 26, and that they announced that today or yesterday that it's going to be at the New York Islanders Arena.
Oh,
so that'll be another one I won't go to.
You're not going to go all the way to New York for that?
No, nope.
Oh.
I would love to go to Finland for that game that they announced this week, but I've got a wedding to go to November of next year sometime. So,
my gosh, speaking of which,
no Finland for me, you know. That would not be a trip that it'd be like, oh, we're just going to fly over for the game and then fly back, you know, because it's about a 26-hour flight, so. You know, I would want to spend at least a week there.
For 26 hours? Heck yeah. God, I can't imagine the pain that would be.
Yeah.
26 hours just sitting there.
Just sitting. Well, I mean, I'm sure the plane's big enough you get to get up and walk around. So.
Well, some people.
Well, usually the international flights are much bigger planes.
I was cracking on myself just then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you'd just be sitting there and rolling around.
Bored to death.
Yeah. Hey, you could always play the Limp Bizkit song, you know?
Oh, no, don't do that.
So.
Oh, funny you mentioned that. That was actually one of my favorite songs growing up.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love Limp Bizkit. So.
I blame The Undertaker for it, too.
Yeah.
And my sister.
So what did you think of today's game?
I was deflated, for lack of a better way of putting it, because when I looked at the shots, they were up 2-1, like 30-something to 15 or some mess like that. And it was always a 2-1 advantage, no matter which way you shook it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, they're out shooting Boston like it's their job. Why aren't they winning 5-1?
The Swayman's that good.
He's something, man. Like, I'm sitting there thinking too, with probably the beginning of the third period, I was like, you need to find a bus or something.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta block him because wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure how big he is. So, but I mean, he sees the puck so well. You know. So
he is crazy good. And you know what? I will admit that, you know, when he was first starting out, I didn't think that he would be one of those guys where you look at him and go, oh, yeah, no, he's just that good.
Yeah.
Like, I hear that, and I think of Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah. He's 6'2", so he's not huge, but, you know.
That's a big boy, though.
Yeah, 6'2", 194, so, you know.
He's kind of scrawny.
But, yeah, when I was watching the warm-ups and everything, and then they, you know, did the projection for lines and everything, and they didn't have Duchesne, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Why is he not in the lineup? And then I read that Miro wasn't there, and I'm like, wait a minute, why is he in the line? Why is he not in the lineup? Oh, his wife just had, her girlfriend or whatever, had a baby girl. And I was like, never even heard that she was expecting, you know? Never saw anything on social media about it or anything.
I didn't even know he had a girlfriend, so I'm out of touch too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been with the same girl since he came here. She came from Finland, I think, with him. So yeah, we saw her the first time that we went to casino night. So she was,
oh, nice.
She was hanging with all the other ladies and, you know, so.
The wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, the wives and girlfriends. So.
Well, congratulations to the Haskinen clan.
Yeah. I know. I know Lindell's wife is supposed to be having a child soon. I see things every now and then about her and everything. So, you know. It's amazing. We used to go from a team that only had, you know, like one or two of the players that had wives, and, you know, now they're all getting married. Now they're all having kids, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, what the
they're
heck
all
happened?
Growing up, you know.
Yeah.
So,
what?
But, yeah, that game today, I mean, that they played their ass off, you know.
They did.
And
It sucks to see it robbed from them via shootout.
Yeah.
I mean,
and like, and even on the Oilers game, that penalty in 3-on-3, that was such a weak penalty. I came home and I watched it the next day, and I'm like, he he barely tapped him on his hands, and you're calling that? And I was like, you know, it's like the refs need to let them play, you know.
McDavid was the one that got tapped, wasn't he, or no?
I don't remember who. I think it was. I'd have to go back and watch it again. But, I mean, it wasn't like it was a blatant call, you know. So, it was just, you know.
That kind of makes you wonder, though, because McDavid. Okay, yeah. So they're going to do whatever they can to protect him.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, you know, it was a bear. He barely hit him in the hands.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, technically, yes, that's slashing, you know, but, you know, if it's not hard enough to impede him from taking his shot or, you know, making a play or whatever, it's like, just let it go.
Mm-hmm. You know. And if you're going to call it against somebody that's a pretty boy, you need to call it the same way on everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
Oh, I said the same thing about the Super Bowl. Because I actually watched it. I didn't have a dog in the fight. So, you know, because I don't care about, you know, pro football. But there were so many blatant missed calls and or calls for the, you know, the Super Boy, you know, Mahomes and the other guy, you know, that's where I wish refs would just, if it's blatant, yes, call it. But if it doesn't affect the player or anything, no, don't, you know, don't inject yourself into the game.
Right.
You know.
Because it, to the untrained eye, it seems like you want to have a say in that game anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of missed calls today, and the ref looking right at one. Who was it that got high stick right off a face-off?
That was who was it? I know what you're talking about.
And he took a good little pop right in the mouth. Didn't make him bleed or anything, but I'm like, the referee's standing right there looking at him. You know, it's like, okay, call that, you know. But, you know. Don't inject yourself to where you can make the game swing one way or another. But, you know.
See, that's what I worry about, too, because, again, you're going to have Bettman's already hated. Yeah. So you're going to have people going, okay, fix your officiating crew. Do this, do that. Bettman sucks because of this. Like, you're going to have a better reputation if you are more stern with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are people that throw that out there. Oh, the refs versus blah, blah, blah versus blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because they don't, I guess they don't like to lose. And, yeah. But yeah, sometimes it does play out like that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to see us lose either. But I mean, if our guy does something wrong and it's very apparent, yes, call it by all means. But call it fair both ways.
Yeah,
you know,
you can see the players sit there with their hands up in the air, like, "What did I do?"
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, too.
Yeah,
they're just sitting there shrugging. What I think it was it Jamie Benn one time? No, Sagan was one of the most recent ones I saw,
mm-hmm.
And it was a couple of games ago. He was sat with his hands up in the air, like, "What? Come on!"
Oh, that was I think the Nashville game.
That was Tyler, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think I remember what I think I know which one you're talking about. They called him for a trip or something like that.
And I think he was pushed.
Yeah. Well, and it's like today the penalty that Suter took right there at the end, you know, where there was a little fight in front of the net, you know, for space. It wasn't even Suter that tripped the guy, it was Lindell. And it was because the guy pushed him from behind. It wasn't a cross check because he didn't blow through him. He just kind of shoved him. And when he went down, he tripped the guy. But yet Suter got called for it. And I'm like, wait a minute, he didn't do anything. It's just like, that's why I wish there was reviews in, you know, if there could be a coach's challenge for a penalty.
That would be a good rule change. It really would. Like,
you know, because some of these guys, they'll, you know, they'll go and they'll get a high sticking call all because they throw their head back. You know, and then if you challenge it and you see, oh, he hit him in the chest, but he threw his head back, and that's what the ref saw, you know, then you wave it off. Then you get, the other guy gets an embellishment call, you know. I don't like the flopping in basketball. I don't like it in hockey. I don't like it in football. You know, it's like, get that crap out of the game.
For sure. You know, almost makes you look like you're not good enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why Marchment there for a while was, you know, he wasn't getting some of his calls because he was selling some of those calls pretty hard. You know,
like you should have been auditioning for WWE.
Yeah. You know, and I love when the guys, they, you know, they get hit in the front of their skates across their laces and they fall. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, guys, that's not a trip. You know, now if you get your stick in between their feet, okay, that's a trip. But, you know, these are probably some of the strongest skaters. Well, I mean, they are some of the strongest skaters in the world. You know, getting hit across the, you know, the top of your feet with, you know, a stick that weighs less than a pound, it's not going to make you fall down.
I mean, maybe. Maybe they shouldn't be on skates. Who knows?
Yeah. You know,
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
You know, I love the art of, you know, drawing a call or whatever, but, you know, they need to get the flopping out of the game. So...
Or add in to the Olympics some diving.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
Well, I mean that's what a lot of teams were saying about Marchment there for a while, that he was diving to get calls, or, you know, and then he'd get busted in the mouth, and he wouldn't get a high sticking call against the other team because he's, you know, he's getting that reputation of a guy that's, you know, just trying to get a penalty.
Crazy.
It can come back to bite you.
Yeah. So, it really can.
So what do you think about what's going to happen here in the next few weeks with trade deadline? You know,
I'm going to stay with what I've said all season. I don't know who you trade. I mean, I keep seeing, oh, we need is it a left-handed defenseman?
Right-handed defenseman.
Right-handed, okay. I keep seeing, we need a defenseman here is what I keep saying, regardless. And it's like, do we? Who do you give up, though?
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. Because they're talking that, what is it, Tanev and Hanifin. I think one of them they were looking for either a first or second round draft pick and a prospect, you know, and I think one of them is a UFA. I think Tanev is a UFA at the end of the year. So then you have to try to get him to agree to stay at your team, you know, or you just gave up something for, you know, a rental player.
You mean like what they did for, what's his name?
Zuccarello.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. You know, and there were a lot of people that said we should have kept Zuccarello, you know.
I was one of them that was hoping he would stay.
You know, I liked what he did when he was here. He just wanted too much money, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to justify between, you know, spending all that money and then, you know, eventually what they ended up getting in, you know, Pavelski.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. What is Hanifin and Tanev worth?
I don't know what you do, though, because, yeah, you need the left. Did you say left again? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Christopher Tanev is a right-handed defenseman.
Okay.
He's 1 year to till he's UFA, which is the end of this year. He's 34. So he's not a young guy.
No.
But he's already making $4.5 million. where Noah Hanifin is making almost five. He's 27. He's left-handed. They both have modified no trade clauses. So, and they both come off of Calgary's books this year, 24-25. Or, yeah, next year, 24-25. So, then they hit the, you know, the complete open market. But
that's a tough one. I mean, could they use either one of them? Yeah, obviously.
Oh yeah, they. I mean, they could definitely use either one of them. You know.
But then again, like, who do you give up because you don't want to buy the farm?
Yeah.
You really don't, and thank God I'm not in Jim Nill's position, because, yikes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be that smart. Like, if you can convince, who would I pick? I don't even know who I'd pick between the two.
Yeah.
The younger guy, probably, but...
Yeah. I mean, Tanev plays a very hard, aggressive, you know, style of defense. That's... That would be my only thing at bringing him in. While, yes, we kind of need that. Two, I've never followed the guy that much, so I don't know what kind of, you know, his health history is, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he's been injured a lot or, you know, or not. So, you know, that would be my biggest concern. Let's see. Let me pull him up here. Oh, well, so far this year, he's got one goal, 11 assists. He's plus 10.
So, okay, so he can make stuff happen.
Yeah. So, let's see. His shortest tender was 42 games, and that was back in 17. Most of the time, he's playing 60. He played 65 games last year, 82 the year before. 56 the year before that, which that was the bubble. So he's staying pretty healthy, you know. So
you can check that box.
6'2", 193. So he's not, you know, he's not a small guy.
No, not really. Put him with who? Hockenpah, maybe?
Well, yeah, it could be.
Or Lundqvist. I don't know why Lundqvist and him sound like a good idea, but it has me curious. See, this is why I'm not Jim Nill and why I'll never be a GM, because you get me X amount of players and I'm just going, okay, how can I make this work? Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not that smart with it.
See, now on stats this year, I would take Noah Hanifin hands down. He's already got nine goals, 21 assists, 30 points, plus 10. He's pretty much high 70s, you know, almost every year. He's 6'3", 207, and he's 27 years old. So he's 7 years younger than, you know, the other guy.
Okay, I can see why people are drooling over Hanifin then.
Yeah. So he's a little bit younger, you know, and I think he has, I want to say he's actually got he's up this year too. But the other one that there's been some rumblings about is Rasmus Anderson.
Whoa, what?
Yep, for Calgary.
Oh my.
He's 27 years old also. But he's got a little bit of term left. He's still got 3 years on his contract.
Mm.
So, you know, that one might be a little more bargain friendly for him to bring in. Let's see what he's got on. I don't want Ian Anderson from the Atlanta Braves.
I'm sorry, that was funny.
I sometimes hate Google because when you punch in, you know, a player and it's like, oh, this is the player you're looking for? No, they're not even in the same league. You know, it's like, why are you showing me baseball players when I'm on a hockey page? So Anderson has 7 goals, 21 assists, 28 points. He's plus 2. 27 years old also. Oh, he's a Swede. We need a Finnish guy. Hey, you know, we lose a mafia guy, we got to fill it with a mafia guy. You know, we don't have the Swedish mafia.
Why does that sound like a bad rock band?
Well, we've got the Finnish mafia. But I guess if they brought in another Swede, there's a buddy for Nils Lundqvist.
There you go. Because
he's Swede. And he's 6'1", so, you know, he's not bad. So, you know. So, there's a few names that Neil can look at. And then, you know, and then you've got other teams like, you know, the Ducks and the Sharks and, you know, who can you raid out of those clubs that, you know, that are definitely going to be sellers. So.
Who would you go after on the Sharks?
I don't know. I don't really follow the Sharks that much just because they're so bad. You know?
He's like, I'd follow them a little bit more if they were just...
Yeah, if they were a decent team, you know.
Come on, man. You got to follow everybody. We're doing a show today.
No, I don't follow everybody. That's too much work. That's why I gave up playing fantasy hockey. I mean, I played that for years, and then I kept up with everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
You have to, because you're trying to figure out who you want to get for your team.
Yeah.
I sucked at that, man. You had to remind me daily. Set your team.
Wow, I didn't realize that Giovanni Smith is playing in San Jose.
Really?
Yeah. Damn, now I forgot his first name. The Smith that used to play for us. Jamel, yeah, that's it.
I was kind of mad to see him go. I thought maybe he would do something here too, Jamel Smith.
I always liked Jamel.
And now we'll never know.
Always thought he was a really good player. He didn't score a lot, but I mean, he was hard on the puck, and you know, he was just, you know, he was a solid player.
That's kind of what I feel like the Stars are missing. I saw somebody on one of the Stars groups that I'm in say something about a hard-nosed player as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it was you. I don't. No, maybe not. It was, but they said if we had somebody that was a little more hard-nosed, maybe we wouldn't lose so many pucks. And maybe we'd be able to dump it in and go get it, that sort of thing.
I mean, recently, I mean, their aggressiveness to go get the puck, that has changed. I mean,
thank God.
You know, I've switched over to the Ducks. We could always go after Radko Gudas. As much as I can't stand that guy.
Oh, man. Okay. There's a time where I would have said, heck yeah, because I liked him at one point. I believe he was with, who was he with? Nashville?
He's been with Tampa, Philly, Washington. Wow, I didn't realize he played for this many teams. He's been with Florida for the last few years.
Maybe that's what it was. I thought he was with Nashville, though, when I first saw him. Has he played for Nashville at all?
No.
Okay.
Tampa, Philly. Philly for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. Washington for a year. And then Florida. And then he took a pretty good contract to go to the Sharks. He's doing that. He's doing that for money.
Ew. That's not somebody I want on my team at all.
Well, he was going to get pushed out this year, so they have Florida's got cap problems too, just like everybody else. It's any good, you know.
Overpay to keep everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Or they overpaid to bring someone in and everything, you know. I don't know what kind of money he got on his, but I mean, it's been funny listening to some of the teams that are talking about, you know, certain players that might get shopped. I mean, Trevor Zegras, his name came up that he might get shopped. And I'm like, why would you give that kid up? I mean, you know, build your team around, you know, him and McTavish. You know, they're a young, very young team, you know, kind of how we're going to be in a few years when, you know, when we lose Jamie and Tyler and Suter and Pavs and, you know, those guys, you know, we're going to swing back to the younger side of the league again. So
that's going to be crazy.
But I don't know. I don't know who Neil would, you know, possibly be looking at that could really improve our defense. You know, these last few games, the defense has gotten better.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I think they held the McDavid to 3 shots on goal. You know, they kept him bottled up pretty, you know, pretty good.
That's pretty crazy. For the untrained hockey fan, they call McDavid McJesus. So,
yeah.
There you go.
He is a, you know, he's a special player. You know, it's definitely a privilege to watch him play. Seeing him and then seeing Bedard over New Year's Eve, I honestly was not that impressed with Bedard.
I mean, Bedard's good, but he looks like he just fits in.
You know, so
that's probably going to get me some crap for some people, but I don't think Bedard did anything or does anything to stand out.
No, I mean, he's an extremely fast skater. He's got incredible hands, but I mean, seeing him play 2 games in a row, you know, I didn't see that, you know, oh my God, he's so amazing. When I first saw McDavid, I saw that, you know. And yeah. I think we even beat us the first time they played us. I think he actually got a goal. But he actually had that wow factor, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope when Bork and Stankoven come up, they bring that same wow factor, you know. That's like everybody on the pages when, you know, when Dadonoff went down. Are they going to bring up Stankoven? Are they going to bring up Bork? And, you know, the two guys on the post game shows, you know, addressed it pretty quick. And they're like, no, they're not going to bring those guys up. You know, why would you? You know, why would you bring them up for a guy that got hurt on the 4th line? You know, true. you're not going to bring those guys in and throw them down to the 4th line and they're going to play for 8 minutes a night. Or they're going to set the penalty box, or the, not the penalty box, in the press box. You know, it's like,
no, you want them on the ice.
Yeah, those guys need the ice time.
Yeah,
they're great right now. They're only going to get better, but they need that ice time. You know, now if something turns out and Duchesne is out for a long time, hoping he's not, you know, then you might see one of those two boys come up because we have no one else to fill his spot, you know?
Right.
I mean, we were running with 17 players today. We didn't even have a full complement of people on the ice. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. And that's why I said, even though they lost, I am not going to throw any shame at them. They played a hell of a game. They played very, very well. And I know Boston's been playing like crap here lately, they said. I think they said they've won one out of six of their last games or something like that. You know, they haven't been playing good.
They just lost to New York like two nights ago.
Yeah.
Or last night, whatever it was.
So, you know, but it was...
And then we got New York tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank God it's not another early game. Yeah. So, but yeah, so at least it's back to a regular time. The players can, you know, do their normal stuff. And, you know, hopefully Miro can catch a flight tonight, be there for tomorrow, you know, because I'm sure he sent all his stuff with the team, you know. I'm sure he's telling his wife, okay, baby, I was here for the childbirth. I got to go back to work, you know. You're gonna be here for a day or so. Daddy got to go make some money, you know. So.
This show just went off the rails. Why not just roll with it?
Oh, yeah. We'll just roll with it. Talk about players, child, kid, you know, having kids and everything else. Hey, but makes it fun.
Big city hockey, though. Here we go. This is a starting point for you.
New York's going to be a fun one. I mean, they had an exciting game the other day outdoors, you know.
That was a fun game. I watched every last bit of it.
Did you? I didn't watch either one of them. So
that thing, I did not see New York doing what they did.
Yeah. Honestly, they shouldn't have had a problem with the Islanders because Islanders aren't that good this year. You know, they're mid-pack. So, you know, they shouldn't have had a problem with them. But
man, and they did. They gave them a run for the money.
Yeah.
The Islanders did the Rangers. There we go.
Yeah, because the Islanders are 58 points. The Rangers are 76 or 75 points. We're actually ahead of them now.
Huh? Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So we are tied for second place in points in the entire NHL.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Huh.
We are tied with Florida.
What?
76 points. I take that back. 70. Boston has 77. They have games in hand. So.
What the?
So we're third.
Not by much.
Not by much. By 1 point. There's only 4 points between us and Vancouver at 80 points. And Vancouver got spanked today.
Did they?
10-7.
Oh, that's right. I had a friend telling me about that. 10-7. Do those guys have defense or nah?
Well, they played Vancouver.
10-7, though.
Yeah, and that's the Wild that beat them.
The Wild scored 10.
The Wild scored 10. They scored 7 in the third period.
What? What?
There were two hat tricks in the game.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Erickson Ek and Kirill Kaprizov.
Ah, Kaprizov. Ugh.
That's incredible that you have. I mean, I thought the other night with 9 with Dallas was bad.
So, that was fun. I love that game.
Yeah. So
10-7 says somebody's missing defense, though.
Oh, I just wonder how many goaltenders they went through.
Carry the 1, add a 2, yeah. All of them?
Oh. DeSmith took them all.
What?
Yep, Casey DeSmith took every single one of them. He took 8 goals against on 25 shots. He ain't winning the Vezina this year off of one game.
Golly.
So,
at least Jake didn't have to face that. Jeez.
Well, and, you know, on the other side of the coin, Fleury took 8 saves, 2 against, and Gustafson took 5 on 16 shots. So, neither goalie was very good that day.
No, apparently not.
So,
10-7.
Yep.
Almost as bad as our 10-6 game against, was it Chicago?
Buffalo.
Buffalo? Was it last year or this year?
Last year. There were a lot of big score games today. Flames put up 6 on the Jets. The Knights put up 4. Oilers put up 6 on the Coyotes. Maple Leafs put up 4 on the Blues. Ducks put up 4 on the Sabres. So that was a lot of big scores today. Yeah,
but not as big as 9-2.
No. Or 10-7, you know.
Yeah, 10-7. Man. So they got Big City Hockey, Big Apple Hockey tomorrow.
Yep.
And back-to-back. They've already lost the first game of the back-to-back. How much worse could it be?
I think they played good today. It's not like they played a bad game. You know, got a point out of it. The Rangers, they kind of play that same style, you know, that heavy style. But Stars were just, they were quick today. You know, they weren't that quick even on the Edmonton game. You know, they were kind of hanging with them, but they weren't that quick. They were really, really, you know, juiced up today and ready to go. And that's kind of been some of their problems, you know, of here of late, is they'll get that slow start, you know. So
that could have been what they've been missing too.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need somebody out there pushing people around. Maybe you just need to start like you believe in yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they started off good in Nashville. They started off good in Edmonton, you know, and then they started off really good against the Bruins. You know, if they can keep following it up, you know, I hate to see them, you know, get behind, you know, not get that first goal, but, you know, it seems like it doesn't affect them like it used to. Because, like, last year, if they got down that one goal or, you know, a couple of goals, it seemed like they kind of cratered a little bit, and then they really, really had to claw back into it. This year, it's like they know they can score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they basically have 2 top lines. Now, the Avengers line is, they're kind of in a little slump right now. They're not scoring like they used to. I didn't like when DeBoer put Wyatt up there and moved Pavs down to the third line, because I felt that kind of affected Pavs' game. You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, today he had 2 really nice opportunities and just couldn't beat Swayman, you know. And which, you know, and at least this game was not we're making a backup look like a Vezina goalie. This guy is, you know, probably going to be in the conversation for the Vezina possibly this year.
You know,
I mean, he's an all-star goalie. You know, it's not like he's some kid that just came up and this is his first or second game. You know, because we do have a habit of doing that, you know. So, It sometimes, you know, playing, it seems like they sometimes play down to their opponent. So
I've said that I don't know how many times. I agree.
With this trip, they're not going to be able to play down to anybody.
Nope. You know?
Because, I mean, they all these teams that they're going to face are teams that are going to be in the playoffs.
Yep.
So, you know, you've got Boston that's, you know, I think they're leading their division. You've got the Rangers that are leading their division. You know, their only bad game is going to be Ottawa, you know, just because they're a crap team and you know, they're not getting into playoffs, but you've got Carolina again. Then they come home and they play, you know, the Islanders, which, you know, the Islanders, you know, might be in it. But then you have another back-to-back where we go to Colorado and play, you know, so.
I'd be afraid of that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what Colorado's schedule is right around there, but, you know. I mean, they hung with Colorado until they, you know, they screwed up there right at the end and everything. But, you know, when they played them that last time, so they've got to keep that consistent intensity, you know, like they had today. I mean, because they were outworking Boston,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were beating them to the corners. They were getting the puck. You know, even if they weren't the first one there, they were winning the puck battles. So, you know, it was, they just played a different, you know, a different game today. You know, their faceoffs were pretty equal, 35 to 32, you know, in favor of us. They still got to get that power play going. You know, and I know Duchesne is a big part of that power play, but you know, and so is Miro. So, I mean, you took two major pieces out of the power play today. So
what happened at Duchesne, by the way?
They never said. I want to say, what was it? Is it upper body or lower body? Let me look.
I hadn't heard about it.
Let's see, injuries, lower body is what it said.
So something in his leg.
Yeah. Leg, wow. Back. You know, Nils is concussion protocol.
Oh, Dad, great.
You know, Dadnov. I think he's had the ankle surgery or foot or whatever it was. I think he got some new hardware put in, some screws.
Oh, he's down for a while.
Yeah, they said he's out indefinitely. So
okay, so he's done for the year more than likely.
Good chance. Well,
possibly anyway.
Yeah. Now, granted, I knew players down in Corpus that they skated with broken feet.
Jeez.
If they could get their foot in their boot and lace up their skate, they played.
God, and I thought I was a human tank.
Yeah. So, you know, Palat and Petrovic, they looked pretty good today. You know, give them a day of practice, and you know, at least they're a pair. They played together in Texas. They're on the same line, you know.
Oh, that's good.
So at least they know each other's traits. And that's one thing I hope that Neil addresses in the draft, that because I think we're pretty thin at defensemen, especially since, you know, Liam Bichelle hasn't come back yet. So –
oh, that sucks.
Which, well, he's just over in whatever league he was playing in when they drafted him here. So he's not hurt or anything.
No.
So, but they said he was supposed to be coming back soon. So.
That just kind of throws up a red flag to me that he isn't back. You know what I mean?
Well, the league that he's playing in over there, I don't think they finished yet.
So, oh, okay.
I think he was coming back when that league finished, which I don't understand why he left. You know, I thought he was getting plenty of playing time, and, you know, or maybe he just didn't feel, you know, comfortable over here, or, you know,
that's kind of the way it seemed,
you know, whatever, you know.
That's kind of the way it seemed after everything that I've read. It's like you just wanted to go back, and it's like, why?
Yeah.
And if I was in management down there, I'd be like, well, what can I do to make things better for you? Or can I at all?
Yeah.
You know, like, ouch. Who knows? All I know is, man, I'm questioning what the Stars can carry from Boston into New York tomorrow. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
Like, because New York just came out of that overtime game with the Islanders.
Yeah.
Right? So, they're not too unfamiliar with overtime. I don't know if they played today, though. Did they?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so they're going to be well-rested. We're coming off the overtime. I just don't know about this game.
I think that they're going to come out and probably play. They've got to get on it quick. You know, they've got to get in there and get a few goals, you know, right quick. So, you know, because if the Rangers, because the Rangers did not play today. No. So, you know, they're going to be at least a little bit rested.
Man, they've got Panarin. They've got Kreider.
Yeah. Ugh, oh, it's going to be a good game.
I just hope they don't get pushed around. Kreider scares me.
And I think he's just a great net front guy. You know, Zibanejad hasn't been as good as what he normally is. You know.
Oh, Zibanejad. I forgot about him.
Yeah. Because he's only scored 18 goals this year. And then you've got Trocheck.
Trocheck, man. That team can kill you from anywhere.
I would have loved Neil to have grabbed Trocheck when they let him go from, was it Florida, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
And because I used to always have him on my fantasy teams because he was such an awesome face-off guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just even that. I mean, that was another reason why I like Pavelski so much is he was such a dominant face-off, you know, guy. And there were times that they won games for me just on their face-offs, you know, with the amount that they would win. So
nice.
But yeah, I wish he would have gone after Trocheck. So,
well, I mean, in hindsight, that wasn't a bad decision though either.
No. No, and I think that they're going to play pretty well tomorrow. I think their confidence is, they've got their confidence back, you know, when they had that little couple of game, you know, losing skid. But have they lost three in a row? I don't think so. Have they?
I don't think so. I'm going to have to go look now.
So,
since you asked me, I'm going to have to go look.
So, yeah. So,
I don't know. Uh-oh. If I look at the schedule, it's going to kick me out of the podcast.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Never mind.
I learned that when I was trying to start it with you just a little bit ago.
So. Oh.
Yeah, that was stupid. Yeah, it's been a rough show.
Yeah, let's see. Of course, you can't go backwards. Let's see. Oh, that's February. Yes, they have lost three in a row.
Once.
Once.
was it a month ago? Is that right?
Yep. When they lost to Montreal, they lost to Colorado, and they lost to Nashville at home.
Yeah, that's right.
Then they went on to beat, you know, Minnesota twice in a row, and then lost to Nashville, and then they won two games, lost a game, won a game, lost a game, and then went four in a row, you know. So, you know, that's a nice thing. They're putting up points, you know.
Yeah.
Even if it's, you know, I'm okay. Even if it's losing in overtime, it sucks. But, hey, you still get that 1 point, you know.
True.
So, it's I think it'll be a good game tomorrow. I think they'll come out and, you know, hopefully, you know, especially if Miro's back, you know, that's going to, you know, get everybody, you know, up on their toes again and be happy to see him and congratulate on the new kid and, you know, and everything. So
should light a fire under him too, I would hope.
Hope so. you know, I mean, yeah. You know, if you know him and if him and Harley can keep playing like they are, still kind of iffy on them two together. So, but you know, I don't know who else that they would put up on the top line with, you know, especially with, you know, Hawk and Paw out, Nils out, and everything. So, but.
So the back end's kind of a mess is what you're telling
me.
Yeah,
the back end's kind of thin right now, at least for NHL caliber. I mean, which I know both those guys, pretty sure that both of those guys have played NHL, so with different teams. So, but.
Crazy.
But, yeah. So what do you think on score? We'll wrap it up with a prediction on score.
After today? Part of me sees what they've done when they've lost, how they've come back and gotten real angry sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If they can start out like they did against Boston and they can net a couple of them, I'd say maybe 5-2 Dallas.
I'm thinking 4-2 Dallas.
Not much of a difference there.
No. I think especially if Miro's back, I'm thinking defense gets at least two tomorrow.
That'd be nice.
I mean, it's getting to where it's pretty much happening on a regular basis with, you know, with Harley scoring, or, you know, Miro finally starting to score again, or, you know, Nils getting one. I was so praying that Hanley was going to hit that open net today, and he just barely missed it. Because he's our only player that doesn't have a goal.
He kind of seems like he's snake bit right now.
Yeah. Man. Well, maybe the dancing with Marchand will, you know, light a fire under him, because that was not much of a fight.
That was one of the most pitiful hockey fights I've ever seen. The other one was
sure looking to crush Marchand, but he just missed him. If he would have gotten that hit in, I don't think Marchand would have got up.
You don't think?
That was a hard hit to the boards. And I mean, Marchand just barely moved. So, but.
Well, maybe he's the guy that we can convinced to be hard on the puck or hard to the puck.
Hard on the puck. I mean, I like when he plays. You know, he can set out 4, 5, 6 games, and then they throw him back in, and it's like he's never missed a beat. You know?
Yeah.
Some of the other guys, they don't do that. So, but, yeah, I think 4-2 Dallas tomorrow. So, I think that
I like your score.
So
they need a bounce back. That's all I can.
Yeah. Yeah. They need a bounce back, and they seem to play just as well in front of Wedge as they do in front of Otter.
Oh,
Wedge has gotten their response. I'm sure it's going to be Wedgewood. So, okay. But
But yeah, I see it. I didn't mean to cut you off, but now that I hear you say that, it does kind of seem like they're coming around to both goalies now.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for, because you've heard me yourself call Edgewood being traded.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now I don't know who to trade.
It's not going to be a goalie. So.
No, it shouldn't be. That group's fine.
Yeah.
I just worry about Matt Murray coming up and playing. I'd still think that's fun. That's a fun idea.
Oh, he's going to get his chance. You know, he'll be the next backup probably. So
hopefully sooner than later.
Well, let him get through this year. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, all right, man. Well, I got to get off here. I got a few things to do before I go to work tomorrow morning. So.
Yeah, me too. Hey, thanks for helping my headache go away.
Not a problem. See, you get your brain to work in, and, you know, the headache goes away. Get you thinking about other things, you know. So,
but yeah, that helps a lot, actually. More than you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, hit me up later in the week if you want to do another one after, you know, one of the other night games. And so
we can do a
quick hour or so. So.
Heck, yeah. Sounds good to me.
All right, man. Well, you have a good night, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully, come out with some more points.
Yes, please. More than one.
Yes, need two. Finish it in regulation.
Just finish it.
So
just finish it. That's all I'm asking.
All right, man. Well, you have a good night. We will talk to you again sometime else this week.
Sounds good to me. You have a great night, too. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem, man. Go Stars.
Go Stars. We're out.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.